Today we're going to visit with Fisheries Development Supervisor Bob Frelick. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Bob, your crews are busy at this time of year. What are they doing?
Well, Mike, we're, this time of the year, we're kind of gearing up for spring. We're starting to haul docks around and we're charged with, providing boating and fishing opportunities around the state at all the 400 and some fishing lakes. So we're just trying to make sure that everything's open and usable.
Okay, you oversee the boat ramps on most of these lakes and rivers around the state. Water levels are down. How are things looking?
You know, we've got a few issues on a few lakes around the state, Mike, but overall, I'd say things are pretty good. We went into this, in fairly good shape. A lot of our lakes were full back in 2019. We had a fairly normal year in that fall. We were pretty wet. Last year at this time, the National Weather Service reported that 95% of the state was experiencing no drought conditions at all. And now you fast forward to right now, and they're reporting that 85% of the state is experiencing it. So like we all know, things can change in a hurry around here, and we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens.
A lot of fishing activity going on the Missouri River right now. How are the ramps on the river?
The ramps on the river from the Garrison stretch down to Oahe here in the Bismarck area are always pretty popular, and things are pretty good right now. Further upriver by Williston up there from to the Montana border, not so good. Two out of the three ramps up there are unusable.
Bob, lake levels on Lake Sakakawea have been pretty good. We've had low ramps there before. How are things looking so far this year?
The majority of that water, that comes through the Missouri River system comes out of the mountains in Montana. And as of right now, that snowpack is right at average, right at around 90 to 100%. So the current models and forecasts are for Sakakawea levels to, maybe come up 2 to 6 feet this summer. Oahe, not quite so much. They're going to probably stay where they're at and maybe drop a little bit. But even despite those rises or falls, we're going to still have decent access on both those reservoirs.
Okay, let's move over to the northeast part of the state, Devil's Lake.
Devil's Lake is kind of in the same situation. Despite the drought and the lack of precipitation, that lake is only down a half a foot from what it is or what it was last year at this time. It's not unrealistic, I guess, to think that it's probably going to drop another 2 to 3 feet if we don't get any moisture this summer. But even with that, we'll still be in pretty good shape.
Okay, and like you said earlier, we manage over 400 lakes. Not every lake has a boat ramp. But how are district lakes going to look with water levels?
Yep, district lakes it's going to depend and vary a little bit on the state. The eastern part's probably going to, fare a little bit better. The west and the southwest is typically a little bit drier. But again, we're only in the first year of this drought cycle, so, we should be all right this summer. I don't really anticipate any major problems, but if things persist, going into 2022 could be a totally different story.
Bob, every year you guys put a few ramps at district lakes around the state. Any projects this year?
We do. We've got 4 or 5 new projects planned this year. 3 of those, I think, are on the Missouri River system, and then we've got a couple on district lakes. But that's kind of average, anywhere from 3 to 6 new projects. And
what's it take to put a new ramp in?
Well, once a fishery is developed and the demand is there from the public to develop a ramp, we look for a suitable site. And we define a suitable site as one that has both good depth and slope, both above the water line and below the water line, and then has a willing landowner that's going to give us an easement. And so once we've identified that and secured an easement, we have to do some permitting and get some approvals for the project and make sure the monies are in place through the budgeting process. And once that's all done, then we can start looking for contractors, bidding things out, and start the actual construction.
Bob, you guys have a lot of wildlife clubs and parks and recs that you guys partner with throughout the year as well.
We do, and most of our projects, just wouldn't be possible without those local entities and partners. We've got a small group at the agency that works on it, but we're covering a lot of ground, a lot of lakes, and we rely heavily on those local partners to work with us to build the project, but then even more importantly, to maintain it once it's done, to put the docks in, take the docks out, clean the toilets, take care of the fish cleaning stations and stuff. And without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
What's, speaking of fish cleaning stations, you guys putting any new fish cleaning stations in, or what's the update on that?
You know, fish cleaning stations are kind of static, I guess. They're really expensive to build and they're really expensive to maintain. So, you know, we critique them and we're pretty strategic about where we put them. We built one new one last year, Four Seasons, All Seasons station up at Garrison, and we're building another one out at Little Missouri Arm on Sakakawea this year. But, you know, those are the first two new stations in a while. Kind of the exciting news with fish cleaning stations is that, you know, we're upgrading to a different style grinder. We're going from the old rotary type that you would have maybe in your kitchen sink type to a new horizontal grinder, different company, different vendor, and those seem to be a lot sturdier. They do a better job, they're quieter, and the best thing of all is we have less problems with them. So we're kind of transitioning from the old ones to the new ones.
So overall, anglers should have access to most water bodies.
Yep, this summer I really don't see a whole lot of problems, Mike. Again, you know, if this drought continues and as it lingers into the fall, you know, things could get worse. But for the immediate, you know, upcoming months, anglers shouldn't have any problems at all.
A lot of great information, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.